Book of Matthew, chapter 8. Begin reading in verse 23. Matthew, chapter 8, and verse 23. It's our prayers that the Lord would touch us and help us. We could say something that would be a benefit to you. The Bible said that when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we perish." And he saith unto them, "Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Several days this little portion of scripture has been on my heart. The Bible said in verse 26 that he arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. A great calm. Praise God. Lord, help me. I want to talk to us a little bit about that great calm. And they that never would have experienced this great calm if Jesus hadn't been on board. There's people today that their storms are raging. They have no hope of experiencing the calm. But for a saint of God, we have hope that after the storm, we'll experience the calm. Praise God. I've been thinking about experiencing the calm. You know, we look at this scripture here, and the Bible said that Jesus entered into the ship and his disciples followed him. And there the Bible said there arose this great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. They were going down, saints. Disciples came to him, woke him up and said, "Lord, save us, we perish." I want to tell you tonight, today, saints of God, that there's many that's perishing. They don't know which way to turn, which where to go. But when Jesus is on board, the cry of a saint can still reach his ears. I believe it can reach through the roar of the storm. And his eyes are not shut, his ears are not closed to the cry of his people. They cried, "Lord, save us, we perish." I want to tell you, the storms can get so great that at times it seems that we perish. We wonder where the Lord is. In this case, the Bible said he was asleep, but I read where he never slumbered. Praise God. This was Christ in the flesh. He got tired, weary, just like you and I did. But he was no stranger to the power or the threat of a storm. Amen. You see, David began to write about it in Psalms 107. In Psalms 107 and verse 24. He said, "These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep." Verse 23 said, "They that go down into the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. He said, speaking of the waves, they mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Only God has control in the storm. Amen. Many times we start out and it seems that we've got everything in control. But in a short time, sometimes quicker than what we can comprehend, amen, everything gets out of control and the waves begin to beat against our ship. The storm begins to rage and we lose direction. We lose direction of which way we should go. We lose direction of what we should do and how we should do. But in the midst of that storm, amen, the one that commanded the storm, the one that produced the storm, the one that's always in control, amen, I can tell you tonight from experience today, from experience, that he knows right where you're at. And he knows where you're going. He knows and understands what tomorrow's going to bring. And though you reel to and fro, though you're at your wit's end, amen, the cry from the souls of men can still reach the ears of God. And with the desire, amen, to be that present help in time of trouble, he's looking for somebody that's willing, somebody that'll turn their dependency upon him. Amen. And tonight, friend, many times God produces the storm that turn our hearts to him. Amen. We don't understand it. It's hard for us to grasp it. It's hard for us to take it all in. But I can tell you, God, amen, produces storms in our life that we'll turn to look to him. Not every storm will be that case, but my friend, oh, that we could learn to depend upon God. If we never had a storm, if we never had trouble, if we never had problems, then we'd go through life and take it all for granted. But let a storm begin to rage. Let the winds begin to blow. Amen. And let that loss, amen, of control, amen, leave from within ourselves, our beings. Then we'll look towards God. I noticed in our country, amen, something drastic takes place. What do they begin to do? They begin to pray. They begin to turn to God. It don't take long. They forget about God after it's all said and done. But let us realize today that there is a call that we can experience. There is a great call that only comes through God. And the consolation is, amen, that God is mindful of them that are his. He maketh the storm calm. I don't know why I felt like trying to speak to us about this storm this morning. You may not be in a storm today. Amen. Things may be going pretty good. Things are pretty calm, but brace yourself. Get ready. There are storms of brewing. Storms of life seem to find us so unprepared. Though we find a man at different times, amen, in the forecast of what the weather's going to be like, we find that many times the warnings go forth, but yet people still are caught unaware. I don't know what, amen, tomorrow's going to bring, But let us prepare, amen, to hold fast to God. Amen, your faith is going to be tested. It's going to be tried. Oh, if it's not, amen, that which is something that's brought on you, amen, from the things, material things of this life, amen, it'll be those natural disasters that might come rushing in, amen, when you're least prepared. But there's one thing for certain. There's one thing that we can hold fast to, and that's the fact, amen, that he said he'd never leave us, never forsake us, but go with us even to the end. Amen. And Jesus, the Bible said, as they cried, Lord, we perish, save us, stood up and said, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And he rebuked the winds, and there was a great calm. The Bible said they marveled. They marveled at the authority of the words that this man had. I thought about the storm just a little while. Man, I don't know that I have a whole lot to say about it, but I can tell you, to experience the calm. He managed to experience the greatest thing known to man. And that's the peace of God that passeth all understanding. In a world of turmoil, in a world where the pressure is so great, amen, the pressure of life, the things that we deal with from day to day, I know right now, amen, we're gathered here on this Sunday morning, amen, we don't have a whole lot we had to worry about, amen, we kind of escaped the pressure of life for just a little while here this morning. We're in the house of God, and oh, ain't it wonderful to be able just to put it all behind us and come to the house of God. Amen. But the pressure will be on again tomorrow. You'll face that same storm, no doubt. Amen. When you get home, amen, tonight, you'll face that same storm that's raised so low, and you'll wonder, Lord, how low? But could I tell you, my friend, amen, there is a hope that you can have down deep in your heart and your soul, and that's the hope of experiencing the calm. That calm. That deep, settled peace. Not contentment only comes from enduring the storm, riding out the storm. It may look as though, amen, you're going under, but right in the midst of your storm, if you'll keep your eyes open, keep a looking unto Jesus, he'll come right on time. He'll arrive on time. I read about Paul, about how it looked like things was going pretty smooth for him. En route to, was it to Rome? Oh, they sailed, they made their way, but it wasn't long. There arose a great tempest, wind called Eurypedon. Amen, the ship was caught up into it. They had to let her drive, the storm was on. But what stood out to me that day, that night, after a long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me. Ye shouldn't have loosed from Crete. Amen. But now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. He said, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Amen. What Paul was saying, we're in the storm right now, but I believe God. I believe that we're going to experience a calm after the storm. Hey, amen. I felt impressed this morning to tell somebody under you're going to experience the calm after the storm. Amen. You may not be able to see and understand what's going on right now. Amen. But as sure as I'm here and as sure as you're there, amen, there's a calm, a great calm, like you ain't ever experienced before. I come to declare to you, amen, that that one that's on board, amen, that one that's never left you, that one that stands by your side, that one knows the way you take, amen, it's got the power, he's got the authority to say, peace be still, and even the winds and waves have to come to a state of calmness. Paul said tonight, while this storm's raging, amen, I know I've been absent for a while. I know it looks like I've just left you to try to do the best you could with the ship. But I felt the need to get along with the one, amen, that produced the storm. I felt the need, amen, oh, to fall on my knees one more time and say, Lord, help us. Amen, the storms are raging. Oh, hallelujah. In the midst of the storm, there he was. Amen, no, it wasn't God himself. Amen, it wasn't Jesus himself. But that night from heaven, there was an angel dispatched with that message for Paul. Amen, Paul. Amen, be of good cheer. Abide with the ship. For after a while, you'll experience the calm. A calm like you've never experienced before. The storm continued to rage. It wasn't by any means over with. As he began to declare to them, we're going to be stranded on a certain island. Amen. We're going to have to endure a few more days. But he said, I need to exhort you to look up. Amen. Your help is on the way. Let hope take a part of your life, your heart, your life. 14 nights, days they were driven. Oh, after a while, they realized they deemed that they were nearing a country. Hallelujah. They sounded the Bible, said it, found it was just 20 fathoms. They went a little further and they sounded again. And he bet it was just 15 fathoms. They were getting closer and closer. Amen. To a certain land that they did not know, did not understand. Amen, but fearing, oh, fearing lest they would fall among the rocks, they cast their anchors out, amen, up the stern, and they wished for the day. Right here today, somebody's been a-wishing for that day. Oh, God, wondering if it'll ever turn around, wondering if they'll ever experience the calm. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, what are you doing now? Hey, man, I just set my anchors. I've done all I know to do. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting whether I die or whether I live. Hey, man, I've exhausted my strength. I've come to a point that it's going to take God. It's going to take more than what man can do. The storm is raging. The winds are blowing. Amen. I've been driven by the waves of time. I've been driven by the pressure of life. And here I am. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what else to do. And wished for the day. The shipmen decided they'd flee the ship. Paul said, boys, you're going to have to stay with it. You expect to be saved. So they cut the ropes off of the lifeboat and let her fall off. Ready, determined to ride the storm out. Paul began to talk to him. You need to take some meat. You need to eat. We've tarried and we've continued here. Amen. In this storm and We need meat for strength. As they begin to eat the meat, he began to speak to them and give thanks to God. God, right there in the presence of them all. The Bible said they were all of good cheer. I hope this service turns around, that somebody will take a glimmer, get a glimmer of hope through their eyes, Brother Paul. I hope they'll take their eye off the storm long enough. Amen. To see that the one that, amen, that's in control of the winds and the waves, that's rocking them to and fro. I hope that they could see him look beyond the storm for just a little while. The Bible said they eat, they light the ship, and they waited for the day. Amen. Oh, they discovered, oh, that there was a place, amen, where they might possibly make land. Oh, desired, oh, to take control of the situation once again. They took up the anchors and committed themselves into the sea. Oh, falling into a place where two seas met, the ship ran aground. Amen. What are we going to do now, Paul? Amen. You told us there was going to be a better day. You told us we're going to be saved. And the ship was torn in two. I'm not here to tell you, amen, oh, that it's just going to be at the snap of the finger. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. If you'll be faithful, if you'll be true, if you'll hold what you've got, amen, you can experience the calm, a great calm. Your ship was torn in two. Soldiers decided the best thing to do is kill the prisoners, lest they would swim out and escape. But the centurion must have got a hold of something, Brother Wayne. I believe he'd been watching this man who knowed how to pray while everybody else, amen, was fearful, while everybody else, amen, was wringing their hands. Oh, not knowing what was going. There was something about Paul. Amen. There was something about Paul who no doubt must experience the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, to experience grace is to come through the storm. Amen. And realize it was more, amen, than what I could do. It was more than what I could say. It was more. It was grace. Amen. It was the favor of God. Hallelujah. And there the centurion said, amen, just take your pick. Amen. Jump out, cast yourself in the sea, and get to land any way you can. The Bible said that those that could swim swam. The rest got aboard. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to the land. Amen. They all escaped to the land. They that go down in the sea, do business in great waters, are the ones that experience the calm. Yes, they're the ones that sees the storms in a close-up fashion. They're the ones that look like their soul is melted with them. It looks like they come to a point where they can't go no further. But in their time of trouble, as they begin to cry, they begin to look to God and begin to depend on God to survive. Amen. It's there that God looks down and he makes the storm a calm. Heard a song a few days ago. I guess is what inspired me on this scripture. It said, who shall survive the storm? The storm that's raging, who will survive the storm? I began to look at it and I decided, oh, many probably will go down in the storms of life. Many will perish in the storms of life, but they that have that one that'll never leave them or forsake them, They that will turn and cry out to Him will be the ones that will survive. They will be some survivors of the storm. Those that will not depend on their own strength, their own ability, but those that will look to God. Those that will turn to Him in the time of the trial, time of the storm. They cry out to Him. It'll be that hope that rises within them. And they'll experience the calm. May God bless you this morning.